A group of well-known local figures gathered at the Tim Hortons location at Great Northern Road and Second Line East on Friday afternoon for the Children's Aid Society of Algoma Blindfolded Cookie Decorating Competition. The event, unique to CAS of Algoma, was designed to raise funds and awareness for the CAS of Algoma Kinship Service and was a fun kickoff for the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie Campaign that runs from November 13 to 19.100% of the funds raised through sales of Smile Cookies at local Tim's locations from November 13 to 19 will go to the CAS of Algoma Kinship Service Program. The Kinship Service is a relatively new program for child welfare, designed to keep children out of foster care and to place them with extended family members when circumstances are unsafe at home. Our agency works very hard keeping children with family members when issues occur, said Tracy Willoughby, Children's Aid Society of Algoma Executive Director, speaking to Sue Today. We have about 101 children right now in the Sue and Algoma district placed with family members. A lot of our kinship service families are children staying with grandparents. We're hoping to raise funds for programs for those families, such as sports and day camps and other expenses. We know that when children remain with family members, we have better outcomes for the families we work with and better outcomes for the children. We try to have that child live with grandparents or other family members until the risk is mitigated in the family home, Willoughby said. About 85% of kinship service families across Ontario involve grandparents, Willoughby said. Participants at Friday's competition made several timed 15-second attempts to decorate cookies while blindfolded. The results, not surprisingly, led to less than perfectly decorated cookies, but fun and laughter prevailed. The blindfolding adds an element of fun to the event, Willoughby said with a smile. Ward 1 City Councillor Sunny Spina was the victor, presented with a frame certificate. The competition was judged by Sue Children Noah Diaz, Violet Holly and Harper Bonifero, each connected to family members and friends of the Children's Aid Society of Algoma. Timothy Murphy, Sue actor, singer, stage director and entertainment coordinator, emceed Friday's event. Children's Aid Society of Algoma staff members will be on hand at each local Tim Hortons location baking cookies during the Holiday Smile Cookie Campaign. Our mandate at Village Media is to strengthen communities, and we try to do that through every initiative and program that we can be involved in locally, and this is definitely an example of that, said Jasmine Rowley, Village Media Director of Marketing and Communications. Rowley was one of several well-known local figures who participated in Friday's blindfolded cookie decorating exercise. CAS has such an important role in our community, and a fundraiser like this is really beneficial, especially for the programs that they have that are not funded by the government, so it really needs the community to step up and support them. It takes a village, Rowley said. It's a critical service that these kinship families provide, but this is not a funded program. Families are eligible for about $1,000 a year when children first come to live with them, but that doesn't go very far, said Krista Budo, Children's Aid Society of Algoma Director of Services. Workplaces are encouraged to buy batches of cookies or donate directly to Children's Aid Society of Algoma Kinship Service during the November 13 to 19 Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie Campaign. Spina, Rowley, Sioux MPP Ross Romano, Sioux Police Service Chief Hugh Stevenson, Sioux Fire Services Deputy Chief of Fire Operations Mike Oliverio, Fire Chief Peter Johnson, Children's Aid Society Executive Director Tracy Willoughby and Stone's Office Supply Owner Marnie Stone each wore a blindfold and decorated cookies at Friday's competition.